Security was always planned to be tight around the convention, and the assassination attempt on the eve of it only heightened awareness for the thousands of law enforcement from across the state and nation assigned to the city. Planned protests added to the mix. Here and Now's Stephen Potter has this report.
I came here to loudly and proudly oppose the racist and bigoted agenda of the Republican Party.
With thousands of delegates, attendees, and guests arriving for the first day of the convention, protesters also showed up in Milwaukee to denounce the Republican Party and its policies.
We're being led down a dangerous path with the Republican Party. I'm concerned, I'm nervous. I'm a 20-year Army veteran, and I consider the direction that our Republican Party is going, and particularly their nominee, Trump, is super dangerous, and I consider him a bit of a traitor. You know, he's out for himself. He's not out for the citizens, and that's what we need.
As you can see, there are hundreds, even thousands of protesters here at the Republican National Convention. Many different groups are represented with many different reasons to protest.
We're looking to defend immigrant rights. We're looking to defend LGBTQ rights. We're looking to defend reproductive rights as well. I mean, the list could really go on. They have had an attack on civil liberties, on civil rights, for too many years now, and we're here to oppose it.
Omar Flores is a lead organizer with the Coalition to March on the RNC. He says that despite the intense heat earlier this week, a wide range of protesters made their voices heard.
We're seeing a lot of folks from the student movement, from the Palestinian movement, from the anti-war movement, and from the movement against police crimes.
Flores says that it was no small task to organize the protest, rally, and march.
It takes a lot of time and a lot of very hard work, and honestly, the city did not make it any easier up until recently. We shouldn't have had to file a lawsuit to get to where we are today.
Protest organizers filed a lawsuit in federal court to move their march route closer to where most of the convention activity will be held. They lost in court, but came to an agreement with the city to march through downtown and within a block of the convention. Milwaukee resident Jackie Clark says attending the protest was a chance to express her right to free speech.
That's democracy, that's America.
Another protester thought of the past and worried for the future.
And I guess it's like the circle has turned, and I don't want the progress that we fought hard, both in our professions and as students and as demonstrators 50 years ago, to be undone. Why? Why?
While most who attended the protests were there to show their disgust with the Republican agenda, some counter-protesters also brought their megaphones to Red Arrow Park.
God can save you right here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
And a handful of Trump supporters also showed up to watch. Milwaukee resident Philip Reitz wasn't impressed.
Well, that's to be expected. It happens at every convention in every town.
Protest organizer Flores says he doesn't expect Monday's rally in March to sway any Republicans, but he still thinks protesting serves a purpose.
We don't think that we're going to be changing any minds, but we do know that we can put the pressure on and make it so politically inconvenient for them to continue with business as usual.
Reporting from downtown Milwaukee, for Here and Now, I'm Stephen Potter.